podcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Justin has it right now. He's doing it. Good morning. Welcome to our worship service today. For those listening on the radio, we're following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151. And our hymns opening will have the first four stanzas of hymn 470, O Sons and Daughters of the King. Hymn of the day will be the stanzas 5 through 9. For distribution, 483, With High Delight, Let Us Unite. 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. 421, Jesus Grant That Balm and Healing. We're closing hymn 828, We Are Called to Stand Together. We are fortunate that Justin Radel has taken upon himself to kind of get the Facebook stuff going, because I was not. So to help get the viewability, what visibility, go ahead and look for it. Share it, like it, follow the things that you do to, you know, increase traffic on there, comment, whatever. So please do that to increase our visibility. You can do that too, Pastor Stenzel. You know. Also, you probably heard from the news, we received an email from Bishop Torkel Mosby. He is the one who is helping with Concordia Israel in Tel Aviv. And he said, dear friends, we experience difficult times here in Israel now. Yesterday, I visited and preached in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Israel, the Concordia Church. We rent worship site at Emmanuel Church at Tel Aviv. My Hebrew preaching was translated to Russian. Fewer than normal showed up out of fear for threat from Iran. There were missiles launched from Iran to Israel. The pastor had rented a car to pick up some young adults from Haifa, but their parents refused to let them go. The congregation is very thankful for the prayers in Lutheran sister churches. Is there room for that in the services you lead today? So we will include them in prayer. I have my lodging in Jerusalem. The sirens alarmed us tonight of incoming rockets and drones, and I believe the many booms I heard were Israel shooting down the rockets and drones in the sky over us in Jerusalem. It is quiet now. Today I meet with the pastor and also with the leader of an Ethiopian group that is being catechized by a sister church. Tuesday I return to Norway. So our friend Torkel will lift them up in prayer, as well as the people in Israel now. And so let's begin with our opening hymn.
they see who sits and speaks unto the three. Your Lord will go to Galilee. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That night the apostles met in fear. Among them came their Master dear, and said, "My peace we give you here." Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
We allow a time of silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the insert for our introit, which we'll sing together.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Father and to the Son right hand our pleasure forevermore. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for this third Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 3. While the lame man who was now healed clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and you asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers, but what God foretold by the mouth of all prophets, that his Christ would suffer and be thus fulfilled, repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things, about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. This is the word of the Lord. Together we sing the gradual printed in your insert. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him the epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. And stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue with our hymn beginning at stanza 5. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm wondering if speaking the words of general confession at the beginning of the service as we do, if it ever seems kind of flat to you or maybe even meaningless, consider what we're saying. We're speaking to God. We confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We've sinned against you, God, and thought, word, and deed, by what we've done and by what we've left undone. We've not loved you with our whole heart. We've not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. It doesn't leave any of our sins out, does it? And we admit that we deserve punishment now and in eternity, and we plead for God's mercy, forgiveness, renewal, leading, that we may delight in his will, walk in his ways. And then where we hear these words, or similar words, depending on, you know, the service we're following that day, Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, knowing that you're hearing from a person who is standing in the office that Christ has set up so that you're hearing the voice of Christ by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand before God admitting our guilt, deserving our punishment, and we receive mercy and forgiveness. When faith grasps this, we can be overwhelmed with joy. Let's consider our gospel reading from Luke today. The resurrected Jesus interrupted a gathering of the disciples. They're talking about things that had been happening. Peter had seen Jesus, and he was amazed. The two disciples walking to Emmaus had seen Jesus, and they marveled. And all of a sudden, Jesus is right there, standing there in their presence. And Luke said they disbelieved for joy. There's certainly disbelief and joy that Jesus, their beloved rabbi, is no longer dead. He's there, alive. But there's much more to this joy than a loved one who's returned from the dead. Later in the text, Jesus will tell his disciples that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. The other readings for today suggest a connection between repentance and joy. In our Acts reading, Peter preaches at the temple gate that the worshipers there should repent, therefore, and turn back. Your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And John's epistle for today reminds Christians that Christ appeared to take away sins. As those abide in him, we should put away sin and practice righteousness. These are themes consistent with repentance. And our introit for the day talks about the joy that comes with the morning. Fathers in faith, as they planned these propers for today, would have us place these two things side by side: repentance and joy. Jesus himself appearing to his disciples in our text introduced into their experience of joy the need to teach and talk about repentance. The Lord knows your sins, even the secret sins that you're ashamed to tell anybody about. He knows your sinful thoughts, the thoughts you have when things don't go your way, or when somebody does something that you don't like, the thoughts you have when you think you deserve more, or when you think someone else deserves less. You convince yourself that no one knows your thoughts because people can't read your minds, right? So your sinful thoughts continue habitually. But you're fooling yourself. Even though people can't read your mind, they read you. What you do, what you say, how you treat others, how you live your life. What's important, what's not important is demonstrated. Who you fear, love, trust, and obey. In other words, they see the fruits of your sinful thoughts. Now they manifest themselves in your pride and your fear and your greed, your lust, and so forth. Of course, when someone points out your sin, our sin, I should say, we're pretty adept at denying it or justifying it or doing whatever we can to avoid the need to admit it. As long as you operate that way, well, your sin remains. But the Lord, who knows your sins, all of them, wants to take them away. To take them away, he first reveals them with the bright light of his word. He exposes them, draws out your confession, and removes them through those words of absolution. He enables you to repent from sinning and to turn to practice righteousness. One thing that's worse than repentance is trying to live with a guilty conscience. It introduces fear. It makes you irritable or angry. You feel the need to justify yourself. A guilty conscience can make you miserable. It can throw your life into turmoil. The initial sin and temptation cause you to compromise yourself and set aside what you know is right to fulfill the desire that's influenced by temptation. But once the sin's been committed, and you have to live with it, there's fear that manipulates you and controls you and pushes you into further and further sin. Your life, which had been nice and well-ordered and with a well-ordered conscience and well-ordered relationships, is turned upside down. The resurrected Christ has come to set us free, free from this situation, this predicament that we find ourselves in. And Jesus sets us free from sin and a guilty conscience through repentance and forgiveness. The resurrection of Jesus brings joy, even joy in repentance. When Jesus stood before those bewildered disciples as they were hiding and discussing the fact that apparently he was alive, he told them that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations. The disciples at that moment were overjoyed. Jesus was alive. He stood there before them face to face. He even ate a meal with them, and they received joy because they were with Jesus. It was Jesus' desire that they share the good news of his resurrection with the whole world so that the whole world would also receive joy. There is joy for the Christian in the proclamation of repentance and forgiveness. How great is the joy when we discover that for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus, our sin against God has been forgiven. God has spared no expense to pay the debt for your sin. He sent his only son to die on the cross in judgment for you. He paid the penalty you owe to heaven through the sacrifice of his own body and blood on the cross for you. God has accepted that sacrifice. It's enough. It's sufficient. There's no more payment to be made. Jesus, who was dead, is alive because all your sin has been accounted for. How great is our joy when we tell others who do not know this, who have forgotten or who have forgotten about it. We can't lose our appreciation and joy and repentance. Maybe we don't consider the seriousness of our sins. Maybe the words we speak in the general confession at the beginning of the service have become empty. Or maybe we don't believe the words spoken by a pastor to our particular sins, the ones that we're afraid to say out loud. We really are forgiven. Individual confession and absolution used to be more commonly practiced in the church than it appears to be today. The rite for this is on page 292 in the hymnal, and I encourage you to go ahead and open up your hymnal to page 292 just to take a look at this rather straightforward rite. The red lettering at the beginning helps us with some instructions. It says, you may prepare yourself by meditating on the Ten Commandments. And those are in the hymnal too. You may also pray the penitential psalms. Yes, those are in the hymnal too. Now, of course, you can do this before church at any time. Whether it's Saturday night, Sunday morning, it's a very good way to prepare yourself for the joy of repentance. It goes on to say, if you're not burdened with particular sins, don't trouble yourself or search for or invent other sins, thereby turning confession into a torture. Instead, mention one or two sins that you know and let that be enough. And so it is very straightforward. Pastor, please hear my confession and pronounce forgiveness in order to fulfill God's will. The pastor says, proceed. And then you say, I, poor sinner, plead guilty before God of all sins. I have lived as if God did not matter, and as I have mattered most. My Lord's name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let his love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those who I have hurt and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. And it's that time you can confess the particular sins that might be troubling you and say, I'm sorry for all of this, and ask for grace. I want to do better. The pastor says, God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith. Amen. And the simple question, do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? If you affirm that, the pastor has the delight to say, let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There may be more instruction, but he tells you, go in peace. For anybody who's been through that, you know the peace, you know the joy. The simple, right, powerful, effective means of grace handed down to us from our fathers of faith. You don't have to follow that particular right. Forgiveness in Christ is for all who repent of their sins and trust in mercy given to the church. We Christians are to speak it to one another as we sin against others and we are sinned against. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the resurrection of Jesus is for your joy. He who was dead is alive. Repent of your sin before God and know that he has forgiven you. Live in the joy of the gospel. Repent of your sin before one another. Give forgiveness freely as you have been freely forgiven. Live in the joy of the restored relationships with one another. The resurrected Jesus instructed his disciples that repentance for the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Jesus, who died, is now alive. Repent of your sin. Receive God's forgiveness. Live in the joy of the gospel. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, printed on page 158. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for the constant presence of Christ with his church, in which we find fullness of joy. In praise of God's right hand, Christ Jesus, whose resurrected body has won peace forevermore, and for a lively hope in the resurrection of the dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
for the church and her members, now made children of God through the incarnation of Christ and the reconciliation of his cross, that God would preserve the preaching of his holy word and its message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name among us and all the nations of the world. Let us pray to the Lord. For our homes, that Christ would give them peace and enliven them with his resurrected life, that he would cause the forgiveness of sins to reign among husbands and wives, parents and children, and that he would assure those who live alone that they too are his children, upheld by his right hand. Let us pray to the Lord. For our nation and its leaders, especially Joseph, our president, and Tony, our governor, that God would preserve order and decency in this fallen world by their hands, and that he would restrain the sins and deceptions of the lawless so that we may practice righteousness while awaiting that eternal peace found only in Christ's wounds. Let us pray to the Lord. For Concordia Israel, that you would protect your flock and pastor there, increase their faith, and draw more people to you in these dangerous and uncertain times. Also provide safe return home for your servant, Torkild. Let us pray to the Lord. For help and healing, that the God of all comfort would have compassion on Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Haley, Mike, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Ellis, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and all who are afflicted. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that Christ, who has blotted out our sins by his crucifixion, would send us the blessed refreshment of his bodily presence in the sacrament of the altar and make us fit partakers in repentance for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, especially those listening on the radio. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give Him praise and
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witness of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This too, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and you're coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy on us.
Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given into death for you. And eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Gluten free. Is it gluten free? I can't. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. At the end, I'd like you to go with me with the individual cups. That'll help out. Thanks. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. I rest. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Xavier, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.